This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so, we talk about the opioid crisis. Opioid crisis gets all the news. It gets all the glory. You know, it's scary. It's deadly. I live in Nevada, and in my neck of the woods, we lose about 400, 500 people a year. By the way, I need to give a quick shout out to my Louisiana listeners, WSLA in Slidell, New Orleans. Big thanks to you guys for tuning in. Love you guys. Thanks for joining us. And current listeners, you better be nice to my new listeners. Okay, be nice. All right, show them the ropes, explain to them how it goes. But let's go back. I live in Nevada. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have about 400 or 500 overdose deaths a year. That's 400 or 500 too many. But nobody's telling us with these overdose deaths when it comes to opioids, how many people had not only narcotics involved, but benzodiazepines or sleep aids or alcohol. And when you start to look at the number of people that take a Benadryl to sleep, or a Tylenol PM, or a Valium, or a Xanax, or a Klonopin, or a Restoril, you start clocking up a lot of people. And it turns out we have more people who take sleep aids than we do narcotics. And you know how I went off the other day on how we would like a little bit more information, we would like a little bit more transparency on these opioid crisis? I'd like to know how many people who overdose on opioids. Well, first, what kind of opioids were they? Were they the Lortab or the Percocet, or were they the fentanyl and the heroin? I'd like to know the percentage. Give me the breakdown. I'd also like the percentage of how many of them had a Xanax on board at the same time, or a Valium, or a Klonopin, or an Ativan. Now, a lot of people think, well, you know, when somebody overdoses, they took 100 pills. That's on them. They were stupid. They took too many. Can you overdose on one pill? Yeah. An overdose, by definition, is something that's too much for your system. And one pill could do it. And how many of these reports are we getting that says, well, you know, they only had one or two pain pills, but they also had a whole slew of other medications on board? We don't really get that data. I think we need that data. All this attention is going on the opioids. And I mean, we need a lot of attention on that. I'm not, you know, having an issue with that, but the problem I have is, you know, can we also call it like it is, and can we discuss, you know, some of the other things that could be unfortunately contributing to these thousands of deaths a year that we're seeing? 70-plus thousand deaths last year due to an opioid overdose. One study back in 2013 said 35% of overdose deaths had a benzodiazepine along with it. Okay, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank God we had one study bringing that up. But so far, that's all we have to work on. We only have one study telling us that one-third of the cases had a benzodiazepine on board. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. Because if everybody's being told, well, stay away from opioids, stay away from opiates, you're in pain. And somebody in real pain is like, I need to sleep. So they double up on their Valium or they double up on their Xanax. That's an issue. By the way, if you withdraw from a narcotic, it's very rare that you die from that. It's horrible. Withdrawal from an opioid is like, you feel like death. You have diarrhea, you have aches and pains, it's horrible. In fact, suicide risk is up. But you don't actually die so much from an opioid withdrawal like you can with a benzodiazepine withdrawal. If you stop your Xanax right away or your Valium right away, you could seize and you could die. So all these laws now that are starting to pop up around the United States saying, okay, you know what? We're going to restrict controlled substances. It's causing people to walk into the doctor and completely run out of their medicine. And doctor's like, sorry, can't write this for you. Nurse practitioner, PAs, you know, all our licenses are on the line. So then somebody goes, well, I can't get my Xanax anymore. I can't get my Valium anymore. That's deadly. So when are we going to start having the conversation about benzodiazepines? When are we going to have the conversation about the over-the-counter sleep aids? When are we going to have the conversation that people can't sleep, that people have anxiety? Some people take their narcotics because they don't like work, and it kind of helps give them a buzz, and it gets them throughout the day. Some people take their benzodiazepines or their sleep aid because they're in pain. While we're going back and forth, and we're trying to look like heroes and legislate and, you know, look like we're stopping a crisis, nobody is actually attacking the issues at hand, which are people can't sleep, people are anxious, and people are in pain. You know, there was a study, I think it was back in 2012. Yeah, I read studies. I know I do. You know, in between the Inquirer and the Star, I read studies. But there was a study, I believe it was 2012, that said if you take more than 4 over-the-counter sleep aids a month, you're at higher risk for early death, either by heart disease, cancer, 4 a month. I know people who take 4 a day. Now, why? Why would taking an over-the-counter sleep aid put you at higher risk of death? Well, maybe it's not so much the pill, but the issue that you can't sleep. Maybe you can't sleep because you have a heart condition, or you have sleep apnea where you stop breathing in your sleep. Or you, and so your body's like, don't fall asleep. Stay awake so you can breathe. Or you have a thyroid issue. Or you have obesity. Or you have reflux. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people don't sleep. Maybe some of us are type A. I am totally type A. I like A plus plus plus. Right? We're talking like APA. I'm A, type A. Not really good when it comes to life longevity. So I know anybody I owe money to, I'm going to pay you back. Trust me. So, Xanax, Valium, Restoril, Unisom, Tylenol PM, NyQuil PM, whatever the heck you guys are taking at night to sleep. I want you to just think before you take it and maybe see your doctor and tell them that you can't sleep. Just because something's over the counter doesn't mean it's 1,000% safe. And it doesn't mean that that's something you could take in the long run. Ambien. Oh, my God. Ambien is probably one of the most widely abused drugs out there, and nobody's talking about that. Everybody loves their Ambien. Ambien works. It works fast. You don't think it's addictive. You get up at the next morning. You have energy. Ambien works. You can even take it when you're breastfeeding. But that doesn't mean it's the safest thing for you. I had a patient who had double vision, like, for years. And I look and I go, who's giving you your Ambien? I told him to stop it. Double vision went away. All right, coming up next, Dr. Ori DeVera. We're going to be talking some urgent care scoop. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure a lot of you guys follow him on Instagram. You follow him on Facebook. He is one of my favorites. And, I mean, he is not only going to be the next Dr. Oz, Z-Dog, Howard Stern. He's probably going to be the next Dr. Dahlia. Oh, no. He's done for. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Ori DeVera. Dr. Ori, what's going on, man?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for the California love intro. That made me feel right at home.
Yeah, I know. I'm from L.A., too. We're Valley kids, aren't we?
That's right. That's why we talk so fast.
Uh-huh. Okay, just some background. Dr. Ori DeVera is family practice. He's board certified, and he's also an urgent care physician. So he's kind of like a mini-me, but he's only about maybe 10 months younger than me, because I'm 29, right? Right?
Just,
yeah.
Just about. Something like that. I lost track, though.
So, all right. So, you're obviously in urgent care now in this new post-ACA era where, I mean, we have ERs popping up all over the place. Medicine is becoming more managed than we ever have. What does it look like in the urgent care realm of healthcare?
And, you know, it's so crazy because, so I feel like this urgent care thing, I think it serves a lot of different purposes. We see a lot of people, like a lot of people with really simple complaints, which is, I think, what it's more designed for, and some really complicated issues that they can't get to see their primary care doctor. And, you know, maybe they let it sit on the burner in the back of their minds for a while, and now they're going, oh, you know, this, like, fatigue and this, like, stomach pain and this thing I've been having for about a year now, I just want to see somebody. Let me just walk into this all-purpose clinic. Mm-hmm. So I feel like what we're expected to do versus what we're designed to do, I don't really think that they match. But then you've got these docs and these PAs and these nurse practitioners. Everybody really cares about their patients. So we're trying to do pretty much everything we can without missing things, you know. So it's a real fine line. But we're really busy. We see, like, we're slowing down now. We're seeing just under 100 people a day still. So I'm seeing 30 to 45 people a day.
Wow. Wow. You know, you hit it on the head. And that's something I've never talked about, and I wish I had. You hit it right on the head. The expectations of what an urgent care is for and what an urgent care is are two completely different things. And you know what? There was a study that came out saying the average millennial doesn't have a primary care physician. I do telemedicine. And when I tell people, you know, I want you to talk to your regular doctor, they go, I don't have one. The average person does not have one. And so they're using urgent care for primary care.
Right. Exactly. And there's things, I mean, because we, as family physicians, we're trained in everything, right? From pediatrics to geriatrics to every subspecialty in between. But we know what our limitations are, right? Like, we know that we're not the cardiologist. We know that we're not the nephrologist, but we know about cardiology. We know about
thank
nephrology,
God.
Right?
So, thank God. So, if I had to be a nephrologist, I would just, you know, go to a remote island and rock myself to sleep. Yeah.
They're their own special breed, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're doing.
They're superheroes. I know.
But yeah, so they come in with these expectations because they know, right? They know we're in urgent care. They know we're family doctors or internists or, like, it's not an ER, but they know it's not quite their primary office. Like, the patient's perception is, here's kind of what I'm, and this is just my thought process on it all. I think, you know, there's a lot of medicine stuff in the media and TV shows, and so I think the expectations have become really skewed because they've seen on shows, if there's this doctor who they do everything. You come in, you see them, they operate on you, and then you're out, and then you're fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And medicine's a lot more patient than that. It's a lot more complicated, and I just feel like I wish sometimes that the expectations would change and that the patients would be more willing to take the time necessary to adequately address everything and realize that it's a process, and that's why it's so important to have a regular doctor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Ori Devara, board-certified family medicine physician and urgent care physician. Yes, I think you also hit it on the head where there's some impatience and there's this let's fix it now. This generation, and mind you, the millennials, and I'm a Generation Xer, so I'm kind of absorbing the same habits. I want my email now. I want my communication now by text. I want my meal out of my microwave now. And so when it comes to, you know, weight issues or high blood pressure or diabetes or an infection, I don't want to wait a week, 2 months, 5 months. I want it now. I don't even want to wait for the doctor. And now with telemedicine, people don't have to. You, Dr. Devara, are now competing against Dr. Google, Dr. Teladoc, Dr. Everything. And they're expecting you to have that same speed, same ramp.
They want the speed, but also, I mean, you know, it takes for, but every patient wants you to spend time with them, though. That's the funny part. They want it fast. They want it now, but they want you to spend time with them. Okay, well, then if I see 30 or 40 people in a day, the time I spend with one trickles into the time I spend with the next, and I'm willing to spend the time, but then it's going to be a little bit slower. And that's okay. You want that. I just feel, you know, that it's because people want it now. Like you're saying, they have the Google, they have the information. They want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. But at the same time, when we're in the room with them, they don't want us to rush.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, that's a lot of feedback we get is, oh, you guys seem so rushed. It takes time to care for people.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that you guys are probably getting hit with, which is my generation's fault, is my generation overprescribed antibiotics. When I did urgent care, I'm like, I don't want you to die from this infection, so I'm going to give you an antibiotic because I'm going to get sued. We were getting sued left and right, so there was no way we were going to let you walk out of an urgent care, you know, right, with a possible infection. But now, your generation of urgent care doctors have to tell patients no.
Right.
Describe what that, you know, entails.
You know, it's it can range from, there's a lot of patients who are really understanding because they don't want to take the antibiotic. They just want to know, hey, do you think it's something that I need? And that's a true physician-patient interaction, right? Hey, doc, here's what I've had going on. I'd like your consultation. I want your professional opinion. What do you think I need? What I'm encountering a lot of is people come in going, like, oh, what symptoms are you having? I have bronchitis. I need Z-Pak.
Yes, yes.
I have sinus infection. I need Z-Pak, right? It's really, for some reason, it's Z-Pak. You guys
yes,
made them love Z-Pak. I don't really know what that's all about.
I know we did. That was Pfizer.
They freaking loved it. Oh, I almost cursed. That was my first one. I almost cursed. Okay, I didn't
do it. No, that's okay. That's okay.
But they want that. It's 5 days. It's quick. It's easy. It's, you know, some people stash it. But no, it gets really contentious. You know, like and for, you know, someone like me who, you know, is a younger doctor. And if you follow me at drori.lv on Instagram, you can see how young I look.
Yes.
There you go. Well, how old are you? What school did you go to? And it turns into this thing. Oh, I know my body. This is what I want. This is what I need.
I know.
This is my expectation. And because it's, you know, another part of the post, you know, ACA thing is that, you know, medicine's also a customer service business. So it becomes the patient had a poor customer service experience with you, therefore you're a bad doctor. When really all you're trying to do is make it so that when they do have a serious infection, they don't get some resistant bug because you've overprescribed them antibiotics for all the years, you know, and you're just looking out for their long-term health and you're looking out for the community's health at large.
Preach, buddy, preach, because I got to tell you, man, that is what's so frustrating. You actually try to prevent, you know, them from having a super bug. You actually try to slow down an opioid addiction or a benzo addiction. You say no to them, and you get a bad review, and people think that reflects on your medical acumen. It's horrible.
Right. Well, you see, you know, again, I'll use the, let's say, okay, I actually added this up. I saw over 1,300 patients between January and March.
Wow.
And let's say like three of them wrote really bad reviews. Those are the reviews that the people on the internet see. They don't see the other 1,297 people who had nothing good, bad, or indifferent to say. You know,
no.
So I think that
part
definitely.
Person, you know, I've gone to good restaurants, and do I actually stop, go on the computer, you know, the next day going, I want to write a good review? No. You know,
no.
So a lot of times when you're positive, but if somebody made me mad,
I
want to rip them a new one, you know?
Game over. One of my nurses, this is funny, yesterday, one of my nurses was like, hey, we need to get a cake for this other nurse who's going to be moving to a different location. We're on Yelp now. This place only has 3.5 stars. We're not going to go to them. And I was like, that's mean. That's what patients do to me now.
Right.
You can't do that.
I know. That's not that. Oh, wait. Actually, Dr. DeVera, can you stay on for another segment? Are you in between patients?
Yeah, no.
Good. Okay.
I'm chilling.
We're
going
to be coming back on break. And I want to talk about, when we come back on break, what you're noticing in terms of benzodiazepine. We opened today talking about sleeping aids, benzodiazepines.
Right.
I'm having more people ask for that than narcotics, and I'd like to kind of hear your opinion on that. So don't go away. Stay on with us, Dr. DeVaro. Guys, we're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you know? United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach continues to mourn the day after 12 people were killed in a mass shooting inside their municipal building. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen says the shooter was a current city employee.
He was still employed. He had a security pass like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
Cassidy Howard was the shooter's neighbor, and she tells WAVY.
I'm petrified because I live right under him, so that could have been easily me or my girlfriend or my roommate, and he seemed like a nice guy. He introduced himself when we first moved in. That's just crazy.
The gunman, identified as Dwayne Craddock, a longtime public utilities employee, he was killed in a shootout with police. 11 of those he shot were also city employees. 3 other victims were listed in critical condition and 1 in fear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being joined by Dr. Ori Devara, Family Medicine Board Certified Physician and Urgent Care Physician. Actually, Dr. Devara, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Great. Adam asks, what is the difference between the standalone emergency room? I mean, I could answer this, but I think he'd rather ask you. See, that's the problem. I get a guess, and everybody would rather talk to you than me. But anyway, he wants to know, when should he go to a standalone emergency room like we have in Las Vegas and multiple places throughout the country, and when should he come to an urgent care?
I think that's a great question. And in fairness, Dr. Dahlia, I'm pretty sure you've spoken with everybody. So I think they just want to get some other opinions. Okay. You're pretty much you're everywhere. Okay. But you know, I think that it honestly depends more on the capabilities of the facility. A lot of urgent cares are just equipped for quick walk-in visits and don't have a lot. The urgent care that I particularly work at, we actually do have things like x-rays and splints, and there's some within the company that do have CAT scans. But I think the distinction is that if your expectation is, look, I think there's something really simple going on with me, and I think it's going to be quick and easy, and I just want to see somebody for a quick evaluation, I definitely recommend an urgent care, convenient care type setting. But if you think that there's potentially something far more serious going on and you're looking for advanced lab work, imaging, and other tests, and you're actually concerned for your overall health in a way where you think that something could take a really negative turn, I'd almost say that's one of the things I'd use to distinguish it there.
That's fantastic. Right, yeah. So, like, if you're like, well, I got the stomach pain, and I don't know if it's a stomach flu or I don't know if it's appendicitis, sometimes, you won't go wrong going to an urgent care because we're all trained on how to triage. But if you think it's more life-threatening, you know, go to an emergency room. Don't, you know, chest pain. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Urgent care, I mean, I've done everything. We've done codes and all that. But the urgent cares I worked at didn't have ultrasound. They didn't have CAT scan. So I would have to transfer, and then that cost the patient extra money. So
it does, and that's a hard, and it's also, it's time, and they almost are like, well, why did, you know, their impression isn't that, oh, I just got evaluated and was told that I needed something more. It was like, man, that really stinks that I went to this place. Like, oh, they couldn't do it for me there. And I always feel bad when I have to transfer somebody. I actually genuinely do, because I feel like that's another copay. That's more money out of their pocket. And I think about those things.
No, but it is a service that we provide. Where's the thank yous? Listen, I love patients. I love you guys out there. But how many of you have given your doctor a hug? No.
Yeah,
none of you guys have. Come on. We need hugs, too. Wasn't there like a doctor appreciation day? And I didn't get one tweet. Come on, people.
I had one of my favorite patients deliver some food. It was my mom. But I didn't tell the people at work that. I just had to believe it was one of my patients.
I know. My mom is my biggest fan, too. I make fun of her on the show all the time, but every now and then she listens. So assuming my mom is listening, hi, Mommy. So we're talking to Dr. Devara, urgent care physician, board-certified family doctor. So when I was in urgent care, the number one drug asked for was Viagra. The number two was Z-Pak. And then the number three was Xanax. What are you noticing now? What are your number one requests?
I think just as a broad concept, my general requests would go 1, 2, and 3 are all antibiotics. Mm. And then after that, it's medications for anxiety and pain. But the patients, in my experience more recently, the patients are, they're starting to become aware of the new DEA laws and the new narcotic prescribing laws in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So it's actually been where, I mean, again, this is not one size fits all. There are definitely people who still get upset. But I just explain to them what the laws are and basically explain why it is that in my position, I can't safely or appropriately prescribe these medications.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like I'll like, they'll say, you know, I'm really anxious. I feel like I need this. Well, I used to be on Xanax. I need my Xanax. I say, you know what? Like, I agree with you. You might need a medication like that. You know, those medications are prescribed either by a physician who has a longstanding relationship with you, like a primary care physician, a psychiatrist. And I used to be in primary care. This is not a primary care setting. I might never see you again. How do I know you're going to do well on the medicine? And I try to express that really genuine concern for the patient. And a lot of times it works, and a lot of times, you know, there's still instances where the patient is disappointed. You have to do the right thing. That's what I was trained to do, is do the right thing by the patient.
And Dr. Devara, thank you for bringing up, you know, that humanistic side. You know, a lot of patients think that we doctors don't care. Once you leave, we turn it off and go on to the next patient because we have to learn to become cold. And that's not the case. I go home and I think about the patients all the time, and we want to be liked. Doctors, people, they don't realize we want to be liked. We want to know we did a good job. But, you know, this is something that definitely perplexed me. This is something that I've always struggled with. When somebody can't sleep, And these sleeping aids that a lot of people want are still controlled substances, even Ambien. Yet, when somebody doesn't get their sleeping aid and they're out there, they don't sleep, and then they're out there, they're driving the next day, and they fall asleep at the wheel. This is something that, this is, if I could kind of put word this better, we doctors really find ourselves in a predicament, nurse practitioners, PAs, because it's very easy to say no, because we have, you know, laws, you know, throughout the 50 states now with controlled right. substances, but sometimes saying no can actually put people at risk as well, and we have no control over the laws.
No, you know, that's a really great point. I mean, I do just like you. I go home and I think about patients. You know, the scenario you're describing is one that, you know, I try not to spend too much time thinking about, only because, you know, we're here to solve a lot of the medical problems. It's really hard to solve all the life problems. You know, and we're so compassionate that we do try to do it, but there does come a point where I feel myself hit this wall where I go, okay, hold on, Ori, you can't solve all their problems. You know, like, oh, this is a person who I can't sleep at night, but then I have to do a 300-mile drive tomorrow. Okay, well, maybe don't do the 300-mile drive. Maybe rest, right. Maybe take naps, maybe wait till you're more rested. Like, does that sound like advice from a doctor? Does that sound like just human-to-human
advice? Right. You know how many people think they have a sinus infection or an earache and they have a flight the next day? And I'm like, well, you might not want to fly.
I'd say about 7 to 15 that I saw yesterday.
Yeah, see? And then I want to say, well, don't fly, and they get mad, you know, and then yelp, shoo. It's like, come on. I'm trying to, you know, if the advice isn't what they want. But, you know, sometimes it's the way you deliver it and say, you know, look, I get it. You know, I get that you have a flight. You got a reunion. You know, you want to see the in-laws. I don't maybe get that personally, but yeah, you know, you want to see the in-laws. Problem is you could, you know, risk an eardrum rupture, you know, so.
Yeah, I think like you said, it's the way we present it. And I think some people do get really hardened by it. And because they know that they, as the doctor, they can just say no. It's just easy to just say no and just leave it at that. I still find myself like I explain myself. And, you know, sometimes that explanation is really well received. There's times where the explanation, it seems like I'm basically talking myself into a corner, but I want to be honest.
Yep.
You know, I can't turn off my honesty for
right.
the sake of,
no.
you know,
no.
being this like authoritarian doctor. That's not the doctor I ever wanted to be, but that's not the doctor I'm going to become.
Mm-hmm. Dr. DeVere, in the last 30 seconds, what advice would you want to give your future patients coming into you as in the urgent care?
You know, I just want to say to them, you know, we understand that you're sick, and we definitely take all of your complaints and concerns with a lot of seriousness. You know, let us ask the questions and let us do the physical exam and have a little bit of faith in us. And if you have to come back in a few days, I'm sorry, but, you know, we did what we thought was right at the time.
Preach, brother. How can people find you on Instagram? What's your Instagram handle again?
So it's at dr.ori, O-R-I.LV. I answer messages. I do a lot of Q&As, and I just post a lot of positivity. So give me a follow if you can.
Absolutely. Dr. DeVere, can't wait to have you back. Thank you. And give hugs and kisses to Anastasia. I miss
her.
You know
I love
her.
I'll let her know you shouted her out. Thanks, Dr. Dahlia.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember last year, everybody got their panties all up in a bunch because the CDC put a poppy seed bagel on their Twitter feed, right? Or not a poppy seed bagel, it's like a poppy seed muffin. But instead, it wasn't poppy seeds. They had ticks. And people were like, oh my gosh, I almost threw up. It was so traumatizing. And I was like, I don't know, I think it's pretty smart marketing there. But, you know, people had an issue. Well, the CDC's like, I got a tick with this. We're going to do it again. So they put another poppy seed looking tick muffin up on their site. They posted it. It's a lemon poppy seed muffin on Facebook where five of the seeds were actually ticks. And I'm looking at them. I could see the ticks. And I would, you know what? I'd still eat it. I'm hungry. How many of us have eaten something with a bug on our food? Oh, come on. Yes, you have. Oh, my gosh. You know when you've, I tell you when you've done it. You've done it anytime you've been outside at a picnic or at a barbecue. And a fly lands on your food. You shoo the fly off and you eat it. And I always did because I came from a family who came from, you know, they were survivors of the Holocaust and the Depression, the Great Depression, Dust Bowl, all that. So if I just got a dog, a hot dog, or a burger, and I went, if I would have gone up to one of my grandparents, going, oh, there was a fly on it, throw it out, they would have whooped my butt from here to the end of the neighborhood. So I ate the burger. Now, mind you, flies land on dog poop. Flies landing on your food is not the cleanest thing. But we ate it anyway. How many times has a bug landed in our mouth? I just saw Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I think, was it Raiders of the Lost Ark where there was a movie where there was a fly that just crawled into the guy's mouth in the middle of the movie? And he didn't do anything about it. So, we've done it. So anyway, so the CDC wrote, there are five ticks in this photo. Can you spot them? And then you look at a second magnified stomach-turning photo that sees the blood-sucking creature sitting on the top of the pastry, and Facebook users are like, oh my gosh! Alexandria Moody wrote, my love for lemon poppy seed muffins has suddenly vanished. Thanks, CDC. And you know what? I mean, everybody kind of grow a pair. Now, they say the post is an effort to raise awareness about tick-borne diseases. Because apparently ticks are considered arachnids. And this is their most active season. This is the time of year. They like warmer months, usually through September. For some of us, it may even be longer because it's hotter. And tick bites could lead to Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, a whole variety of things. And so this is the second consecutive year that the CDC decided to share the photo. Haha, reshare. I do that all the time. Why should I, you know, if I did a damn good job on an article, I'm just going to kind of tune it up and repost. I mean, you know, they say it's unclear if the strategy is successful. Many Facebook users were not pleased to have their appetite ruined. They said the poppy seed muffin I bought for breakfast is taken straight to the trash can. Oh, come on. So ticks live in grass and wooded areas, are more often found on animals. Many people get ticks in their own yard, but camping, hiking, gardening, hunting can also expose people to the tiny insect. So anytime you're outside in the woods, you got to check yourself. You got to look. All right. Check yourself for ticks. And then some of you are going to need Lyme disease prophylaxis, which is something we do now, like a 200 milligram, one pill dose of doxycycline to prevent you from getting Lyme disease with ticks. So now we're starting to go back to the antibiotics and hit it hard. Now, let me tell you about an interesting case that I had the other day. There was somebody who called in with a sunburn. And, you know, I do telemedicine, so I can either do it by the phone or by a phone call. And this person was by a phone call, but had submitted a picture. And the person had a burn, a sunburn. And we were now on day 8. And the sunburn was still dark and really ugly looking. And I'm like, well, huh, something's up. And he was given, you know, antibiotics. He was given steroids. But I'm looking at this picture going, I don't think it's a sunburn. Maybe you got sunburned, but there's something else going on. And so I asked him to take his finger and push on the dark red. And he's like, well, why? I go, well, just do it for me. And when you push on it, did it blanch and go kind of whitish and then fill back up and turn red? Or did it just still stay red when you pushed on it? And he said it still stayed red. So now I'm thinking this wasn't a sunburn. This might have actually been a vasculitis. I know some of you guys are like, oh my gosh, I've gotten burned. The majority of your burns are probably sunburns because they're light, they're red, they shouldn't really be too bumpy, they may flake. But here's somebody for 8 days having been told it was a sunburn, and I'm like, there's something else going on. And it was where he was burned, but not exactly. And I'm like, something's not right. And, you know, we were just talking to Dr. Navarro about how some patients get grumpy. He wasn't. He actually tried to argue at first, but then he's like, you know something? You're right. Usually with a sunburn, you can push on it and it gets light. Especially second-degree burns. Second-degree burns will blanch. But he's like, this isn't. This is still staying red. And I go, you could touch it, too. He goes, yeah, I could touch it. Most sunburns are gone after 8 days. So now that makes me wonder if a lot of you guys that are out there in the sun might be having other issues. So there's a lot of medications that react to the sun. You have a lot of sun-sensitive medications. And we have, we call them sun-sensitizing drugs. And a lot of you guys don't realize that, you know, we're coming into the summer months and we want to go to the beach, we want to hang out. And you might be having a photoallergy or a phototoxicity. So a photoallergy is kind of what it sounds like, where your skin will react and produce antibodies as an allergy because of the sun. So you might get an eczema-type rash, etc. Then you have phototoxicity, where the drug absorbs the UV light, releases it to the skin, cells start to die, and then a few days later, you start to have this reaction to the skin that's not so much allergic, but, you know, the skin, you know, dies off. I mean, in a way, somebody could say sunburn is kind of phototoxic in a way because your skin sloughs off and dies. But there's a lot of medications that are, quote unquote, phototoxic, or we just kind of lump them all into sun sensitizing drugs. So antibiotics, if you guys take Cipro, Levaquin, doxycycline, sulfa drugs, you got to stay out of the sun. How many of you guys take St. John's wort for moods? You could have a sun reaction. Some of you guys take Grisia fulfin, an antifungal. Some of you guys take Benadryl and histamines. Did you know that that could react to the sun? How many of you are on high blood pressure medicine, like hydrochlorothiazide, cortisone? If you guys are taking any diuretics or some of these calcium channel blockers, you could react to the sun. How many of you are on acne medicine like benzoyl peroxide? That does it. And this is going to kill you guys. A lot of you guys are on cholesterol medications, atorvastatin, lovastatin, pravastatin, simvastatin. You guys are on Lipitor and Crestor, you got to stay out of the sun. You could react. If you're on chemotherapy drugs, that's a no-brainer. WebMD goes through a whole list. How many of you are diabetic and you take glyburide or glipizide? You got to stay out of the sun. If you take naproxen or ibuprofen, you need to stay out of the sun. Ibuprofen. There's a whole bunch of other medicines, you know, but these are things called phototoxic reactions. You got to be careful. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.